a big 1-0 win against England's under-21s in the first game of their Group A clash in the under-21 European Championships. And a man who's going to talk to us all about this under-21 squad, and a man who's going to tell us about the transfer window, the managerial merry-go-round that's taking place in Italy. We've got Rafa Benitez finally in Napoli. We've also got the rumours of Jovetic and where he's going to go. The man who's going to tell us all about that is a man who joins me on the show right now for Goal.com. He is a true Wednesday fan and a true Italian football fan. He's a man after my own heart. It is Mr. Chris Vokes joining us on the line. Chris, how are you doing today, mate? It's a pleasure to have you on WFD.
I'm doing very well. It's well over a month now since Wednesday last lost a game, Ollie.
Yeah, I know. And it was a fantastic finish to the season, mate. And it's nice to have him staying up in the Championship again. But I think for all Wednesday fans, I think I can say that we're a little disappointed because that terrible start of the season, and we could have been looking at a playoff spot.
Yeah, well, even then, we could have been looking at a playoff spot. Like, given the second half of the season and the crazy old league, it was 14 points between playoffs and relegation. But there you go. It's, I suppose there's probably about 15 teams in that league who were saying, if only we'd done this, if only we'd done that. So we're just one of them.
I tell you what, we can talk about Championship football till the cows come home, but it's also an impossible league to predict. Something that's slightly easier to predict is Serie A and Italian football. We know there are going to be plenty of people leaving Serie A this summer. The big ones, of course, are Cavani, and Jovetic's name is being put all over the web with different clubs lining up a move for him. With Jovetic, where is this guy going to land? Is there a chance he goes and stays in Serie A with Juventus, or do you see it more likely he moves on to somewhere in Europe?
Well, whereas with Cavani, I think we'll probably speak about Cavani in a minute, but with Cavani, you'd think that he's going to go elsewhere if he's about to leave Napoli. Jovetic is a different story in that he's spoken about how he's kind of honoured to be linked with Juventus. And there's been a lot of talk from Juventus's end, just in terms of the fans and the idea of Juventus signing Jovetic has been a kind of popular thing for some time now. Giuseppe Marotta, the sporting director, general director at Juve, has said that players like Higuain and Jovetic are the type of players that they'll be going for. So he's very much kind of in the plan. There's a lot of talk of Arsenal. There's talk of Manchester City, who spoke with Fiorentina last summer about Jovetic. They didn't quite come to an agreement before the end of the August transfer window. So, you know, there's other clubs in the pipeline, certainly, and Arsenal do seem to have a fairly serious interest. But it's not without the realms of possibility that he could end up at Juventus. There's a bit of history between Fiorentina and Juventus in terms of them being quite big rivals, so it would be difficult to an extent to make a deal between them, but it certainly wouldn't be the first time that a transfer has happened between the two clubs, and there's been bigger names than Jovetic that have made that leap in the past, certainly.
There's obviously the talk, as you say, of Manchester City. Mourinho mentioned Jovetic as one of the stars that he wants to bring into Chelsea as well, potentially. With the type of player and the type of person that Jovetic is, do you think he's more likely to make a decision based on the potential money that can be earned at those big clubs, or on actually getting regular first-team football? Because we see so many footballers these days take the money, for instance, someone like Rodwell or Scott Sinclair, as opposed to going to somewhere where they know they're going to be able to get in first-team football.
I'd love to believe that Jovetic will go to a team where he thinks he can play a big part. And you know, to be fair, he has the talent that could happen at a great number of clubs. He wants some sort of assurance, I'm sure, that he is high in the kind of pecking order at any club. But you know, if you look at the sort of sides that are after him, you know, if he did go to Chelsea, he would be a regular when you've got already Mata, Hazard, and Oscar in the picture, possibly not. Who say really? Manchester City, you don't know how they'll strengthen. Arsenal, you'd suspect that Jovetic would be a regular, and certainly Juventus, the way that they're shaping up, it looks as though they could change their shape next season, and Jovetic might be a key part of that. So, you know, I'm sure that will come into it. That should come into most transfers, and you'd hope that Jovetic will place that very high on the list. Obviously, we want a good package. Every player does, and every player should know their worth. that's only fair. But, you know, you'd hope that the pursuit of sporting success comes first.
We've also, as you mentioned earlier, a name, Higuain, has been mentioned around joining the old lady of Italian football. And do you see them going for one or the other, Juventus, or do you see them going potentially bringing in both these players? And if so, are we forgetting about the fact they've got Llorente to join as well?
Well, yeah, Llorente's already wrapped up, hasn't it, since January. They've really struggled for goals in the last 2 years. They have one downside over the way that they've kind of come to the fore in the last 2 years. It's the fact that they've not scored goals. Arturo Vidal, midfielder, was their top scorer this year. The season before, Claudio Marchisio was one goal behind top scorer Alessandro Matri. So it just shows you, kind of, I think it's 10 and 11 goals the top goal scorers' records of the last two seasons. So, you know, they do need something up front. Higuain is much more of a kind of central striker, a goal scorer, somebody who can work the channels very well and finish. Jovetic, yes, he's scored goals, but he's not necessarily that ilk of player. He's somebody who could play as a kind of second striker. So you're talking about two very different kinds of players and not necessarily kind of interchangeable. And therefore, there is the possibility they could sign both. But as you say, they've already signed Llorente. Does that rule out one or the other? It's hard to say. It depends largely on also who goes out, because it would seem that Matri is going to be kind of used possibly in or his value is going to be used to help boost Juve's summer. And you could see players like Quagliarella and possibly as well Vucinic, who's had his agents looking around for a potential buying club as well. So there could be quite a few changes up front, and therefore there's a great possibility that they could end up with Llorente, Higuain and Jovetic all coming in. You never know.
Is there a fear, because Llorente's had this iffy season after the fallout with Bielsa and everything that's gone on at Bilbao, is there a feeling at Juve possibly that they need to be worried that this is a guy that isn't coming in with the same form that he had 12 months ago going into a summer? This is a guy that has been out almost of football and out of regular first team football for a year now.
There will be some fear, but then they're not paying anything for him, so you know that kind of they're getting still a bargain. They're getting somebody who a year ago was pretty much at the top of his game. So that has come into it certainly. That opens up the possibility to still be signing two more players like Higuain and Jovetic if they're going to go down that route. So that's certainly been taken into account. But at the same time, you've got a question, is Llorente the very, very top end of striker that they would have been looking for? Possibly not. But then, as I say, they're getting him on a free, so it's certainly a bonus. You know, if they only got Llorente this summer, it might be a bit of a disappointing summer. But as I say, they've got other targets elsewhere. They've got the Higuain target, they've got the Jovetic. And, you know, they'll be looking to strengthen around Llorente rather than, like, sticking their hat on him and saying he's our big one for next season, because clearly they want to strengthen further.
The other name that we mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, Chris, was of course Cavani. He's not going to be free by any stretch of the imagination. With Cavani, we're hearing today that a potential swap deal with Edin Dzeko to Manchester City has been stalled. And I'm sure Rafa Benitez would love to prevent Cavani from going to Chelsea. Is there a chance with Benitez's arrival in Napoli that Cavani could be staying for next season?
Well, I think either way, Benitez is kind of not onto a winner necessarily, but we'll be able to see positives whichever way it happens. If he keeps Cavani, he's got somebody who's scored over 100 goals in all competitions over the last 3 seasons since he signed from Palermo. If, however, Cavani was to leave, you know, Napoli are holding out for €63 million. That's his buyout clause, and Aurelio De Laurentiis, the Napoli president, has made it clear that he wants those €63 million before talking to any club about Cavani leaving. And so if they get that money in and they're going to spend it back on players, then Benitez has quite a lot of leeway in the transfer market. So I think either way, it'll be quite positive. Obviously, I think the preferred route is for Cavani to stay, but when De Laurentiis has come out and spoken quite a lot about the possibility of Cavani leaving, should that €63 million come in, it suggests that they're quite open to the idea of selling Cavani and rebuilding from the start again, almost. They have players like Lorenzo Insigne, who's a great talent and who played quite a lot last season, but will be expected to play a lot more in the coming season. And I think players like him could really thrive under Benitez. If you think about Benitez's short-term, albeit at Inter, he was the one Inter coach who really gave a run to Felipe Coutinho and got the best out of him at Inter. He could do the same for Insigne as well.
If Cavani does go, what's the kind of calibre of striker that Napoli would be able to attract? Obviously, in Italian football, you know, Inter, AC, Juventus, these are the names that we expect to see maybe big stars going to. Napoli, though, have a tradition of great football with Maradona and have impressed so much on the European stage over the last couple of seasons. What kind of level of player can they be looking at signing, realistically?
Well, you know, you said about the possibility of Dzeko coming in the opposite direction. Dzeko is more open to moving back to the Bundesliga by the sounds of it, and that might be why City and Napoli have come to a bit of a impasse over the possibility of him coming in. Also, City are believed to rate Dzeko around €26 million now. Whether that's fair or not, obviously, Napoli not quite sure. But the thing is, with Napoli, over recent years, the kind of players that they've been bringing in are largely players kind of on the way up, if anything, such as Cavani, when they signed him off €14 million, such as, for instance, Fabio Quagliarella, who was still a decent age at the time, like in his mid to late 20s, but he was still on the way up. He had good spells with Sampdoria and Udinese. Then after Napoli, obviously, went on to Juventus and was an immediate hit to begin with. So it's hard to say exactly what type of striker they would be able to attract now, because in recent years they've been attracting them the kind of stepping stone kind of striker who wants to use Napoli as his way to one of the truly big clubs. Obviously, the target now for Napoli is to turn themselves into one of those big clubs. And so who they get, it's difficult. This is where Napoli have really got to set their stall out and say, we want to attract one of the very top players and we want to sell this club to a really top striker. But at the same time, if you're selling Edinson Cavani, are you giving actually the impression of a club who aren't one of the very top clubs, because they're still selling? So they're in a bit of a 50-50 situation at the moment.
It would be very interesting to see what Cavani's future has in store for him this summer. Moving slightly away from Napoli, although obviously a very strong link to it, Inter's new manager Mazzarri, the former Napoli boss, been given a lot of praise coming into Inter Milan, and people saying that he's the guy, as opposed to Stramaccioni, who 12 months ago was the guy who could revive this Inter side. Apparently now it's Mazzarri. Why does Mazzarri have what it takes, and why wasn't Stramaccioni given a chance after an unlucky season this year?
Well, Stramaccioni had an unlucky season, but at the same time, there were a lot of factors in the downfall, if you like, of Stramaccioni as well. It wasn't just about injuries, albeit they had a lot of them. It wasn't just about certain decisions that he kind of rallied against at times. You know, I've taken Andrea Ranocchi as an example of where things are kind of going wrong at Inter and at a kind of deeper level. Ranocchia signed 2.5 years ago from Genoa, and when he came in, there was a lot about him. A lot of it was hyperbole. You know, he was always a little bit overrated for what he was, but there was also some potential in there. Whereas he's actually, if anything, regressed when he's been at Inter. No coach has really gotten a hold of him and kind of toyed with his style and made him into the defender that he could be. And if anything, in the last year, he's gone backwards. And it's things like this. It's the coaching aspects. You know, you can't just judge a coach on results or on the amount of injuries he's had. It's about the coaching of certain players as well, of getting the best out of your side, getting the best out of individuals. And I just don't think that Stramaccioni did that at times this season. And, you know, Mazzarri comes in with a record. He's never been sacked in Serie A. He's set up each of his teams very well structurally. Has set in place systems and structures by which he's made certain that his teams play by almost to the letter, and that's what's made him a moderate success at some clubs and a very big success at Napoli. If he can do that at Inter, then that's half of the problem sorted. Obviously, they've got wider problems. I don't envy him one bit. in terms of kind of trying to get them back to the top of Italian football, despite the kind of the problems of financial fair play and whatever, and the fact that the club is spending a lot less these days. It's going to be a very difficult job, but he can certainly get them to a lot higher than ninth. Inter should never have been ninth this season, despite all of those injuries. And I think Mazzarri can take them forward rather than Stramaccioni, who just showed his inexperience at times during the season.
Inter made that pledge at the beginning of last season to say they wanted to focus in youth development and bring through young players. And Italian football seems to be going that way anyway at the moment, Chris. With that thought in mind, when you look at this under-21 side, how seriously and how important are the Italian footballing press treating this under-21s tournament when the next generation of Italian stars could be coming through this, which is what they want to be seeing at the moment in Italian football?
Well, they're focusing quite a lot on this side at the moment, mainly because there are some very, very good potential Italian players of years to come in it. You've got players like Marco Verratti, Lorenzo Insigne, who were clearly talents for the future. Alessandro Forlanzi has played most of the season with Roma, has been fantastic. You know, looking at those types of players, Verratti could well be off to Real Madrid before long if Ancelotti goes there and wants to take him with, which seems to be the case at the moment. As I say, Insigne should get a lot more games at Napoli in the coming season. You've also got players like Riccardo Saponara in that squad, who has already been signed by Milan back in January and will turn up at Milan this summer after a very good season with Empoli. You know, there's an awful lot of talent in there, and you often find that media in any one country will start to look more at the youth side when they're doing well and when there's a lot more coming through. And Italy are going to be fine for years to come by the looks of it. And they're looking at their Confederations Cup squad. I think they've only got four outfield players who are 30 or over, which says that there's a lot of youth and a lot of potential in that squad. And then they've got, you know, five or six potential Azzurri stars of the future still to come through. So, you know, it all bodes very, very well. And the fact that Prandelli as well has not been slow to bring in the likes of El-Sharawi and give Verratti a go and give Insigne a go, it just shows that Prandelli is very open to bringing through the youth, and they've responded very well so far, and certainly against England last night they proved that there's a lot of technical ability in that side, and they should do pretty well in this tournament as well.
They absolutely ruled England, I felt, last night in the opening game of the under-21s tournament for them in that Group A. When we have the kind of golden generation tag that's flown around English and international football, do people see a potential golden generation in this new generation of Italian footballers that's coming through?
Well, as I said, they see a lot of talent there, and they're looking they're waiting with bated breath almost for these players to come through because they are such good players. You know, looking at England's current side, you'd say that there's not an awful lot of thirst for the England under 21 side at the moment because there's not an awful lot of talent there. There is in Italy, and therefore it breeds that little bit more focus. They see a talented bunch coming through. But then, you know, they also see that this Italy side was only in the Euro 2012 final last year and are doing well in the World Cup qualifiers. So they see that actually there's no real rush at the moment, as much as, say, Andrea Pirlo will retire after the 2014 World Cup, and therefore there might be for someone like a Verratti. But, you know, he's not short of options at the moment for Andrea, and as much as the kind of golden generation tag, as I say, was bandied around England. They're not necessarily thinking that, you know, four or five of these are going to come through all at the same time, but it's just going to really help kind of stock Prandelli's squad for the next few years.
Just quickly, kind of almost a one-word answer, Chris, can they win the Confederations Cup, the senior side?
Yeah, they can. You know, I spoke to Fabio Cannavaro last week and said to him, you know, Italy are off to Brazil very shortly, and he immediately says, yeah, we're going to win. We're Italy. It's, you know, they're going to every tournament like that. And this is Italy we're talking about with the winning mentality about them. So, yeah, they can certainly win it if they take it seriously.
It will be very interesting to see how seriously the Italians take the Confederations Cup, and we'll be looking at that throughout the summer as well, of course, the under-21 European Championships and all the transfer news. Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show today. We really appreciate you taking the time out from your busy goal.com schedule to join us and have a brief chat about all things Serie A.
No worries. Speak to you again soon.
Thanks a lot. Chris Vokes there from Goal.com joining us here on World Football Daily, talking all things Italian football, giving us the rundown on just what is going to happen with Jovetic. Will he be staying at Juventus? It's not being in Italy, sorry. It's not beyond the realms of possibility that he'll be a Juventus player as opposed to moving anywhere else. There are plenty of English sides looking at Jovetic to join us in the Premier League. Appreciate Chris taking the time out to join us here on WFD and have a chat. And of course, the under-21s, English under-21s, were absolutely slaughtered last night by the Italian under-21s. It was only 1-0, but there was only one team in it as well. Italy just needed the one goal, and it was bish, bash, bosh. It was game over for the English.